Hey, everybody, welcome to Pep Talk, the podcast that gives you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, where we take all these complex health and wellness topics, we break them down into simple, understandable, and digestive conversational pieces that you can take that new learned knowledge and apply it to your life, which is now called wisdom. We're going to give you action steps that you can do to improve the lives of yourself, your family, your loved ones, and hopefully your community as well. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Napudi. I'm going to take you down this journey on today's Pep Talk. Today, we're going to be talking about salt. How many of you have been told that salt is the demon, salt is the devil, salt is what's going to cause all these problems? You've been told by your doctors that a low salt diet is the way to live your life. Folks, that could be no farther from the truth than possible. I'm telling you, without knowledge, our people will perish. And please don't let the lack of knowledge of your healthcare practitioner dictate the level of health or care that you receive. And please, for the love of God, don't let your shady, broken insurance dictate the level of health that your doctor can prescribe for you. So let's get into this conversation. It's been said that low salt diets are recommended as a tool to avoid certain chronic illnesses. Man, this is absolutely completely crazy. It's one of the nuttiest things I've ever heard on the planet. Sodium is really an essential nutrient for the human body and human health. It's critical for maintaining fluid balances in the body. It's critical for transmitting nerve impulses and making muscles contract and relax, giving you energy. It's necessary for digestive function. It's necessary for so many activities of cellular function in the body. We have something in our body called the sodium potassium pump. So that means we have to have sodium. The problem is doctors are making a blanketed statement because they're either number one, ignorant, or number two, too lazy to tell you the truth. So understand that sodium is naturally present really in many foods. It's necessary to have in your diet, including vegetables, dairy products, meat, seafood, but it's also added to process food in the form of salt, okay? A compound made up of sodium and chloride ions by themselves. So sodium chloride, table salt, totally needs to be out of your system. That's what should be vilified, not sodium by itself. Sodium chloride is a problem. And there's the right kind of salt that's important as well. Listen to this. Did you know that low sodium diets increase cortisol in the body? Cortisol is a chemical that's produced by the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands live on top of the kidneys, and your adrenals regulate your sex hormones, they regulate your mineral absorption, and they regulate your sugar metabolism, which are three of the most important things in the human body, period. And new research published in the Journal of Steroid found that the following, a low sodium diet decreases cortisol levels in urine. Now listen to this. Meanwhile, another study found that increased dietary sodium intake increases cortisol excretion in the urine. While total cortisol levels in the blood measured in the morning were slightly lowered when participants consumed more salt. All right, a study published in the Clinical Endocrinology Journal in 2020 showed that an increase in salt consumption leads to a rise in cortisol levels in urine and lower cortisol levels in your bloodstream. What does this potentially mean? This is what I want you to understand. What's the point, Dr. E? Well, I want you to note that there's evidence now that salt restrictions may not only be contributing to the stress response, which is the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal stress response, but severe sodium restrictions, which is advocated by your doctors, may be the trigger behind blood pressure issues, diabetes issues, and cardiovascular disease, and chronic kidney disease may also be a trigger in the stress response as well in the body. So this is a really big conversational piece that we need to have. Another study in 2020 published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation Insights reveals that on a high salt diet, it's got to be the right kind of salt, there's an increase in excretion of glucocorticoids, which include cortisol. This suggests that a high salt intake diet for the body can balance out adrenal function, cortisol function, and hormone-related functions. Another study published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism 2003 found, and I quote, In healthy subjects, dietary salt loading increases the sodium restriction decrease of urinary free cortisol excretions. Okay, well, let's talk about what all this means. The problem with elevated cortisol. So when your body's under stress, here's what I want you to understand. When you're stressed out, you go through an adrenal response cascade. So cortisol is produced. Cortisol helps the body also produce adrenaline. It also helps produce certain fight or flight responses. So when cortisol goes up, our fight or flight response is engaged. Well, that's going to help us run from the bear. That's going to help us, you know, the fight or flight response, right? The problem is we're only supposed to be under that fight or flight response for about 15 minutes at a time, maybe 2 to 3 times per week. Well, how many of you out there, including myself, are under stress more than 15 minutes at a time, more than 2 to 3 times per week? Well, that's all of us. What happens is when we're acutely under stress, cortisol goes up. When cortisol goes up and stays up long-term, that's problematic. It causes a decrease in other hormones. It causes a decrease in blood sugar metabolism. It causes a decrease in mineral metabolism, which can lead to muscle wasting, hormone imbalances, bone weakening, osteoporosis, osteopenia, and ultimately joint pain, which is what a lot of people are dealing with because their cortisol levels are high. Well, what goes up must go down. When our body's cortisol is high and our pedal's stuck on go, our pedal's going gas to the metal, we ultimately run out of cortisol. When we run out of that stuff, it crashes. Well, that's what most people refer to as adrenal fatigue syndrome. And once your get up and go has got up and went, it's very difficult to get that back, especially if you're on a low salt diet. Now, I'm telling you right now, please listen to me. Read my lips. Do not eat table salt. But man, you need to be eating at least 5 to 8, sometimes up to 10 grams a day of good, healthy, organic sea salt. I love Baja Gold salt. I'm a big fan of organic Celtic sea salt. There are other types of organic salts that are out there that are clean, that are safe, that can really help a lot of people. What I need you to understand is many people think of cortisol simply as a stress hormone. It's not. It's more than that. But they don't know the primary role of cortisol really does several mechanisms in the body and a lot with keeping glucose levels from dropping too low and preventing you from going into hypoglycemia and ultimately from dying. So if your sugar levels drop too low, you get hangry. How many of you, if you go a couple hours without eating something, you get lightheaded, dizzy, irritable, shaky, hangry, all those things? Well, that's because you're having a problem with cortisol, because you don't have enough of the salt, the minerals in your system. You can literally salt your way to health. Good salt can be used to help with high blood pressure, to help with cholesterol, to help with fatigue, to help with hormone imbalances. Man, we use it all the time, especially for endocrine disorders like thyroid problems. And you get on a carnivore or a ketogenic diet, you get 5 to 8 to up to 10 grams a day of that good salt. Man, it can make some big reductions. It's important to understand that the mechanism of cortisol is really important for your body. And elevated cortisol for too long is harmful, and it can have catabolic effects. It can cause muscle wasting. And you see people that have a certain body type where you see their legs are really thin and their arm muscles are really thin, but they got a really big, like, you know, midsection. It's almost like an apple with pencils sticking off of it. That's cortisol levels that are too high consistently. That's what we call an adrenal body type. Well, if your cortisol levels crash, then your body gets big all over. That's what we call a thyroid body type or a hormone body type, where you get a lot of weight in the hips, in the midsection, in the thighs, and that weight is difficult to come off the body. While we need to understand that there are reasons for a low sodium diet in most cases, but if you get the right minerals in your diet, it'll balance it out. Now, here's the problem. Sodium and potassium are like a teeter-totter. We're supposed to have 4,700 milligrams a day of potassium in our body. Most people don't get anywhere near that. They get way too much sodium and not enough potassium. If you're getting in your diet good, healthy, organic salt, you're going to get a little bit of all the minerals, and you're not going to get a lot of the sodium in the system. So if you'll start ingesting that organic salt, man, that'll be very powerful for you. But then what else is very powerful is if you'll start supplementing with some potassium. Get an organic potassium, start taking around 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day of that. That'll help balance out that sodium potassium that's in your diet. And let's be truthful. Most people have the perception, or at least the lifestyle, that they're too busy to cook their own foods. So they're eating out. When you're eating out fast food, that's going to be an increase in your sodium levels, and that's going to cause an imbalance in the sodium potassium pumps, which then can lead to a lot of these issues that we're discussing. Furthermore, low magnesium can cause an increase in sodium in the body. So we should be supplementing with potassium and with also magnesium every day in order to balance out the sodium that's in your body. So how do you dose magnesium? So go get a magnesium glycinate or a magnesium gluconate and start taking this amount. Take your body weight times 10.6 and divide it by 2.5. That's how many milligrams per day you should be taking as an individual supplementing it. Whether you take it first thing in the morning, or I like to take mine about an hour before I go to bedtime because it does help with rest, relaxation, and digestion. But look, they're showing right here, low salt diets cause increase in heart problems. Your doctor told you to stop taking salt. The freaking studies are showing that it's causing an increase in heart disease. Your doctor's told you to stop eating real butter. Well, then I can't believe it's not butter. Sorry, Fabio, but you're causing more problems than good. If it says not real butter or artificial, don't eat that. You need to eat real butter. You need to have real salt. You need to eat real fruits and vegetables and real meat. That's what you need to have for your body to be healthy. Low sodium diets may adversely also affect insulin. They can cause a problem with your body's ability to produce insulin, which is what is supposed to be produced to allow your body to pull the glucose into the cells. So there's a study that's shown that when sodium levels are too low, that's going to cause a problem with not just the kidneys, not just the heart, but also the pancreas and blood sugar issues. It also is revealing that there's a new study from the New England Journal of Medicine that found that the lowest risk of heart problems or death from any cause were people that are consuming 3 to 6 grams of sodium per day from organic salts. You want to improve the quality of your life? Look at what people do that live in the blue zones. People that live in the blue zones, these folks live to regularly be 100 years old. They have happy, healthy, productive lives. They are not just living long, but they're producing life. They're living life. They're enjoying life as 100-plus-year-old individuals. What do they have on every table? They have sea salt on every table. What do they have on every table? Real butter. What do they have on every table? Real bread, not this whole GMO, you know, new grain, altered grain that we have in America. They have ancient grain and original grains, and it's healthy for people to have that. It's very telling. Another study reveals researchers that analyzed 181 countries on average salt consumption, and they compared it to healthy life expectancy, and higher salt intake civilizations lived longer. And they had lower overall death rates. You've been lied to, just like you were lied to about the food pyramid. By the way, the food pyramid that was promoted by the FDA, promoted by the American Dietetic Associations, promoted by the AMA, was funded by the big food industries. And even when the advocates that studied it said, hey, we don't advocate this food pyramid with all these carbohydrates and all this, you know, all these servings of grains and et cetera. Even when their own scientists said, no, we don't support it, they went and put it in anyway. Why? Because they care more about the money than they care about you and your health. So the importance of sodium and potassium ratios are huge. What are foods we can be eating to help improve this? Beet greens, tomatoes, cantaloupe, winter squash, coconut water, broccoli, spinach, oranges, and yogurt are really good examples of potassium-rich foods. Even the American Heart Association explains that you should have more potassium in your diet. In addition to increasing potassium intake, you should increase your potassium supplementation. We just discussed that 1,000 milligrams to 2,000 milligrams a day is what most people are using. And then salt your way to health. Make sure you're helping get the proper amount of salt, because there's also salt-sensitive individuals that are out there that based off your genetic profile, we can tell if you should be having salts or not, and which can lead to endocrine disorders and blood pressure issues and Cushing syndrome and elevated cortisol and all these other syndromes that are out there that can be helped with, folks. They can be helped with if you've got the balance in your body and you're doing the right things. This is just one of those new studies that are out that just goes to the plethora of studies that shows that you should be eating real butter. You should be eating real meat. You should be eating real food. You should be eating real salt every day in your life. So when your doctor says stop the salt, they're talking about the processed sodium, because you can salt your way to health if you do the right things. So folks, listen, I wanted to make this real simple and real sweet. Go back, listen to this podcast, share this with your friends and family members, because the truth will set you free and it'll help you unplug from the system that's trying to keep you fat, sick, and nearly dead. Let's live life and live it more abundantly, but you have to get knowledge first of all, and then you have to apply that knowledge to your life, which is wisdom. And hopefully you'll start doing that. So folks, I want you to go check out our website, go to peptalk.com. peptalk.world. That's peptalk.world. Go check us out on all of our social media platforms. Like, subscribe, and share. People need to know this. This is a truth that will set people free. It's simple, it's easy, it's convenient, and it's effective. And man, the results will be an absolute game changer for you. So folks, until we meet again, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. God bless you. God bless America. And God bless the world. Stay smart out there. And I'll see you next time. Be well.